Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Deborah Fine back on the show. Deborah is a 10-year member of our Brain Trust. How about that? And we love having her on the show. That's right. It's exciting. She's the author of The Fine Art of Small Talk. She is a former recovering engineer, which is one of the things I like about her. And she helps people put their best foot forward in the marketplace, and she's going to do that right now. Deborah, welcome back, and happy anniversary, 10 years.
Well,
how about
thank
that?
Wow, I can't even believe you took the time to pay attention to that. That makes me feel great.
Hey, we have your on-base percentage. We got your batting average. Your base on balls. We've got all that stuff here.
So, well, because I was just telling you I had a special birthday, so that means I had a special birthday 10 years ago, too, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, 30 and 40, right?
Oh, who cares, right? It just doesn't matter. I think it's funny, your last guest, who's
Morag,
but
who's yeah. someone known to you.
Well, I know her, and it's funny what she said. She said, well, good luck. I know you'll do great on this show. And I think she thought I was a virgin.
I think she did, too.
I'm allowed to say that word on your show.
Yeah,
I never have before, and I never will again, but it applies. Isn't that funny?
That is funny. Go ahead.
What was interesting was I was, you know, listening to Morag talk about silos, and it's to me, you know, that's my big thing is the more we develop rapport with the people, you know, small business people, you know, the profit margins are so small compared to these big corporations.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we bring out the most? You know, just yesterday I was actually talking to my future son-in-law as of this September. Isn't that exciting? And he
congratulations.
Thank you.
He's not good enough, though, right? You know that, right?
No, actually, come
does
on,
he know
Jim.
That?
We're on the radio. No, he's awesome, and he's the general manager of a very large restaurant here in Denver. So, you know, that's really restaurants are tough, Jim. I think
that's
really
the hardest
tough.
Business in the world.
And he was saying that his liquor costs had gone up, and that the district manager had sort of said, you know, what's scoop, you know, how, what, you know, because that's a big deal. It's not a chain. It's an independent restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
You would really notice.
And the liquor part of a restaurant is huge.
It is. And he explained that my future son-in-law, that he had instituted this plan where every bartender gets a complimentary cocktail at the end of their shift.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, unless they don't want one. And the district manager was aghast. And
right.
Eric explained that the morale boost of just them sitting at the bar, talking to the GM, him, talking to the other bartenders, having the other servers say hi when they were in a relaxed situation, and giving them one drink, which costs I don't know what, nothing, right?
Right, right.
It was an opportunity to communicate, an opportunity to interact, an opportunity
mm-hmm.
to just be oneself, and as you said, Jim, just a moment ago, authentic,
mm-hmm.
being your real self. And he said, he asked the district manager to please be patient and see the investment of not a huge
mm-hmm.
amount of dollars, how far that would go. Because once you institute, he, of course, Eric's run other
He's restaurants. Talking about humanity.
Well, he's talking about humanity. He's talking about just a little thing where you're actually interacting.
Corporate America doesn't get that.
They don't get it at
They
all.
Don't get it. They don't see people. And folks, I'm not being hard on them. This is the truth. I'm talking to corporations, managers of corporations all over the place, and the private equity folks, the analysts, when they come in and they want things out of the company, they do not give any value to the humanity part of managing a business.
Right, and you know, and it's just look at how much time is wasted.
And your
on
future
meeting.
Son-in-law gets it.
Right, and that's exactly where you're headed. And it's, but here's such a simple thing. So when we talk about silos, you know, how about somebody who is too busy at their desk to have lunch with their team? I mean, you know, there's a quote, Jim. It's one of my favorites, and I don't think we've ever talked about this before. It comes from Jean Le Carré, he's a great best-selling author, and his quote is, "A desk is a dangerous place to view the world." So think about that.
Yeah.
I'm you know, if I mean, I have people that work for me, but not a huge amount. So let's say I have 30 people or 300 people, but I'm too busy to leave my desk for lunch. I sit there and eat my lunch.
Right.
Okay, talk about creating a silo. No one is too busy to go to a face-to-face meeting with a potential customer or client.
That's right.
No one should be too busy to walk down the hall and say hello to people that work for them. And even what I say is make it a task. You know, tasks come so much easier to us, and then we don't feel overwhelmed. If you block out 30 minutes on every Monday to just cruise around the shop floor.
Management by walking around, MBWA. You know, if my employees and I get together face-to-face five times a week for a specific thing, four times I go to their office. One time I have them come to my office.
Oh, that's good.
Because, I mean, I like going there. I just go in there, sit down, and talk to
them. Well, then you might see a picture of their kid, or you might see a picture of a trophy from the softball game,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah, that's the human part, folks. Quick break. Right back with Deborah Fine. 22. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.